Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining us today. This whole show will be available on Rumble. You might be watching us on YouTube right now. But the whole show will be available on Rumble exclusively. So join us over there because we're asking, does America require constant war in order to function? And if it does that mean that it looks for illegitimate wars that it then claims are legitimate in order to keep the war machine fed? Specifically, is Taiwan going to be the next Ukraine? What do the Taiwanese people feel about that? Do they even want to be the next Ukraine? Particularly when the revelations of Buddy Boy Texaria have just made plain as that is his name, made plain as day, at the risk of a 3,000-year sentence, plain as day that the Ukraine war is not going how the US government are telling us it's going. We've got Beat Simpkin coming on. She's one of my breathwork teachers, one of my favourite. She'll help us how to deal with, she'll show us how to deal with living in a constant climate of crisis and deception using transcendent techniques that I think are going to help you in particular.
She's going to help you with your burping.
Nothing can be done about that.
No.
The finest minds in medicine have thrown down their stethoscopes in despair and said, burp on, son.
All right.
There ain't nothing can be done. Then we're going to have a deep dive into a news story that I'm not even going to tell you about because it's so damned exclusive and thorough that you won't, they won't be able to handle it. They say you can handle it. Let me know in the comments. Can you handle the truth? Do you think you can handle the truth? Or do you need men with guns on a wall, by a wall, so you can sleep at night? You know, Jack Nicholson. Then, exclusively on Rumble, we're going to be talking about, go back to where we were, darling. That's unhelpful. Thank you. Then, exclusively on Rumble.
You're talking to the auto-cue person. That's not the person inside your head.
Go back to, go back to the left side. Go back to the left hemisphere where I need you. On Rumble, we're going to be talking about the mainstream media are finally catching up with where we've been for some time. You know that 1 in 800 thing, which we won't mention on YouTube? 1 in 800. Even the mainstream are reporting about that and, let's call them, injuries.
Nice.
What are you smiling about?
No, well, tiptoed again, yes.
I am good at tiptoeing.
Majinski.
Well, go back a bit. Oh, we're not doing Joe Manchin. All right, let's have a look. Oh, right. One of the reasons we think that Ukraine might be usurped by Taiwan is because even now, 25 US defense contractors are over there visiting. Why, if what Taiwan need is help from presumably imperialist, oppressive China, and I'm not, again, saying that China aren't imperialist and oppressive and that there aren't groups within Taiwan who want to throw off the shackles of Chinese rule and just dying for Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and everyone to get involved. Why is it, in particular, is defence contractors that go?
I mean, I think the point is, what's it got to do with America? Like it is with a lot of cases.
Like when I'm having trouble in my own life, why don't America come round and say, well, we could sell you a missile if you want. They would if they thought I could afford one, but they're very pricey. Even the aeroplanes that don't work that well can cost a trillion. Mm. Around 25 US defense contractors plan to send representatives to Taiwan next month, marking the first time the arms industry will send a delegation to the island since 2019. So they've been doing it. It's not that long ago, is it? The planned arms industry trip to Taiwan comes... It's not a very nice holiday, agitating for a war against another superpower. It's like they've run out of countries that they can beat now. Like the Afghanistan war took ages. Iraq war, in a sense, still being fought on a sort of a low level.
These are the big two, though, isn't it? China and Russia.
This is you're in the big leagues now.
You're in the big leagues. You are selling weapons for decades on this.
This can run and run because
You
can't actually have an out and out hot war with China or Russia, even though Buddy Boy Texera's revelations suggest that there are American troops on the ground engaged in combat, making it not a proxy war but an actual war. But that's Buddy Boy's views.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Well, his revelations, you could
revelations
say.
And not his views. He didn't write them papers himself.
I think his views are like, hey, bro, check this out. Those are his
views.
I'm
the OG.
Yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
Diggity diggity. Things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's the language.
That's his views, but his actual revelations.
Diggity diggity.
I think they say diggity diggity.
No, they
diggity.
Do. You're right.
Do they say that now?
Yeah. You could be one of them.
I go on those chat rooms.
Yeah, you could fit
I pose
right
there for a while.
Yeah, diggity diggity, yo.
Diggity diggity. You could have got any revelations on there. Got a show coming up later. We could do with a revelation or two. So anyway, look, they're off there to Taiwan and they're going to exacerbate tensions, presumably with Beijing, unless Beijing want, you know, missiles in Taiwan. I don't know. It's not as if the US have surrounded China with military bases, is it? Have they been doing that?
They have been doing that.
Let's have a look at how ABC News are reporting this story. And it's good news, as always, because it's Ross from Friends, a.k.a. Sideways Head, doing the job of reporting the news. Now, you may have begun to think that the primary function of the media is to propagandize. No, you won't think that.
No.
Propagandize on behalf of the state. That's what you might have started thinking. You've been watching the news thinking, is this news?
Elon right, you might think.
Is Elon right? Does where the money come from make a difference in the way they relay information? You might have started thinking that. That's up to you. But Sideways Ross from the news has got a thing or two. You're going to get ready to eat those words because Sideways Ross has got news for you. Here is that news, the news.
China now warning Taiwan it is, quote, ready to fight in what our Brit Clinet witnessed inside Taiwan.
Tonight, China's military...
Actually, or she has gone inside Taiwan. Which is good, isn't it? If you're going to do a story about Taiwan, go there. If you're going to sell them some weapons, go there. Go Taiwan and get it done. Which will be a good slogan for this whole war, I think.
Declaring it's ready to fight after finishing 3 days...
Do you want a war? Is another potential Taiwan a war? Taiwan the war? Mm. These are all, you know, I'm just no bad ideas in a brainstorm, we say.
Days of combat drills simulating a blockade to seal off Taiwan. The Taiwanese Defense Ministry saying it tracked a record 91 Chinese fighter jets in the last day of the
That's it. That's all I need to know. That's 91 it. Chinese fighter jets. What the hell are they doing up there?
Yeah.
War, war, war.
Get on that plane, Raytheon.
Get over there. There's 91. You could be selling... If they could sell jets to the Chinese, they've not even solved the proxy war with Russia yet, and they're moving on to the next proxy war. My children are like this. You buy them something, and they're not... You think, well, hold on a minute. You've not really played with that, and you're demanding it. Sometimes, even by the time we've got to the counter. Mm. I'm never taking my kids shopping at Lockheed Martin.
I'll tell
you that. Oh, we just want these air-to-land missiles, Dad. Okay. Oh, this jet looks good. Oh, and then the Raytheon. Well, really, sir, you do need both for absolute defence. I mean, China were flying jets above your house just yesterday. Yeah. What's that, China? I thought it was a goose. Either way, sir, you're best off to have some missiles.
Exercises. Dozens crossing over sensitive maritime borders around the island.
Well, not me maritime borders.
Oh, they're sensitive.
Ow, that's next to me nuts.
Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble.
If you're going to deal with a reality of that nature, you are going to need to explore the deep, potentially limitless, inner psychic realms. And who better to do that with than me? Except for possibly my guest now. Spiritual teacher, breathwork coach, best-selling author, recent mother, my friend, star of a community festival, join us this year, mid-July. Biet will be joining us again, along with Eddie Stern and Wim Hof and Vandana Shiva. And who's that one that I'm excited about? Satish Kumar. Loads of fantastic people. And Biet, who just blew people's mind last time. We were peeling people off the floor after they did breath work with Biet. Biet, thanks for joining me today. Oh, wow, you look great.
Oh, thank you. Nice to see you.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry?
I've missed you. Are you all right?
I'm good. I've missed you too. I gave birth to a baby, so I had a little, you know, sojourn into the cosmic realm.
What's it like to give birth to that baby?
It's really the most surreal thing you'll ever do. I mean, I know you've done it from the other side twice already, so you kind of know, but it's very strange being the pod through which this being comes from what seemingly outer space onto the planet.
Suddenly a being. Are you having a nice time? You're getting on well with this new being?
She's really wonderful, yeah.
Congratulations. Well done, Biet.
Thanks.
Congratulations to you and to your family. Hey, so, Biet, like today we've been talking about the power of the military-industrial complex and how America requires ongoing war in order to function. One of the things I enjoyed most about today's show was watching a mainstream media reporter from, I think, ABC News in Taiwan talking to Taiwanese people. And where it's like a Taoist country, when the reporter's going, hey, are you worried about this war? And they're like, well, there's not really anything I can do about it. They were talking about it like they are connected to an inner psychic realm that prevents them from being stimulated into a place of total manipulation. How can we, those of us that have been schooled in materialism and individualism, who have had our fear and desire stoked and agitated for our whole lives, access the necessary resources of sanguinity, peace, and quiet power within, Biet? How can we? Is it simply by having severe bangs?
Are you talking about great sex? Or
no,
is that just like
fringe.
An English trans?
Bangs, I meant your fringe.
Oh, bangs.
Like your fringe. Although great sex.
I'm like, well, great sex is definitely up there in terms of healing the problem. You just.
I agree.
You'll have great bangs.
That actually, thinking about it, would be more effective than a haircut. I completely concur. But
I'm so vain, I'll take both, you know. But.
Yeah, why not? They're not mutually exclusive. Have a really nice haircut and have fantastic sex. What's the big deal?
Exactly. That'll solve the world's problems. Right
temporarily.
Now.
Temporarily it will. So, yes. But all aside from haircuts and sex, are there spiritual techniques accessible to our viewers? Although they can also get, you know, haircuts and have sex if they want as well.
You know, it's so interesting because the truth is like, you could be completely asleep to the problem. You know, many, many Americans are, many people are, they're asleep to that there even is a problem. And not just in the world and in Taiwan and in the Ukraine, they're asleep to the fact that there's any problem in their own life. And so they're doing many things to sedate themselves, whether it be food or drugs or porn or whatever they're doing to numb themselves. But the truth is that if you told someone who's asleep in that situation, oh, well, you know, you're asleep in a situation, they'll tell you, I don't have a problem. I'm fine. So it kind of starts with, and I think many of your watchers and listeners will agree, they've noticed something's wrong. Like they felt that something is awry and they want to solve a problem. Once you want to solve a problem, you're already on your way to seeking a spiritual solution, because I have found in my work that there is only one solution, and it is spiritual. There's only one solution to all of these problems.
I think you're right about that. We try to solve them. Sometimes I try to solve them one by one. Like, okay, maybe I can generate revenue, or I can accumulate reputation, or I can exercise sort of petty power. But actually, none of those things work. So in the end, you've got no choice but to fall backwards into the arms of God. That can be difficult if you've only ever been attuned to the dominator culture's matrix. So, like, you, like me, have been a drug addict. That temporarily can work, but it's not a long-term solution. What techniques are you using to keep yourself awake but also connected?
You know, it's interesting that you talk about all those other things like seeking wealth or seeking reputation, because actually in my journey, I was seeking enlightenment for so long and seeking that freedom, that feeling of peace and ease. And in my seeking, I kept having these white light experiences. And each time I had a white light experience, I was like, that's it. I've done it. I've evolved. I'm better than everyone. I'm finally free. I know you're familiar with that feeling. And then I know you are. You're totally familiar with the feeling of wind blowing through your hair and knowing who you are, remembering the meaning of it all. But it's always followed by yet more flaws, more wars, more problems. Like, it's not like as soon as I found enlightenment, then the world just became perfect. I became perfect. And so I've actually constructed a new definition of enlightenment, if I may share it with you today. I think it's super fun, and I find it really helpful with the situation.
Yeah, so go on.
Yeah, so to me, it's like the way that we've been sold enlightenment thus far is that you reach it, and once you do, you feel peaceful and neutral, like the people, the Taiwanese people that you interviewed, you're neutral forever. You're like, yeah, maybe there's a war, maybe there's not a war, whatever, right? So, but to me, it's like, I don't know, I mean, I'm neurotic, I'm very filled with desire, I lust for life, I have a lot of ambition. And so what I've noticed is that actually, for me, that never happened. It wasn't just, I'm nothing, I'm neutral forever. I could run through the wind with enlightenment, but then it was always followed by a yearning to create stuff and to do things. So I created this wheel. My friend Arjuna went around and interviewed brilliant people, and he wrote a book about radical brilliance. And inside of that, I meditated on that for years. And what came to me is that his wheel or that description is the meaning of enlightenment. The meaning of enlightenment is actually a turning, a movement. So it's designed like a clock. So 12 o'clock is enlightenment. It's that feeling when you remember who you truly are. You're filled with grace. You're filled with peace, ease. And then that's followed by 3 o'clock, which again, for many of us who are especially very egoic, like myself, like 3 o'clock, I'm like, wait a minute, where did enlightenment go? I want enlightenment. But no, it's followed by work. So 3 o'clock is creative flow. It's where you go do some shit. You create something, you start a company, you make a record, you shoot a film, you write a book, whatever you're doing inside of creative flow, maybe even make a baby. And then creative flow is led by number 6 o'clock, right? We're looking at a clock. 6 o'clock is ambition and, you know, getting out into the world and sharing it. So you create a podcast, you create spreadsheets, you have to earn some money, you got to get some funding, you need to do marketing events or meet with people or have coffees and lunches. All these things don't feel like enlightenment at all. You just said that. It's like, well, sometimes I pursue this, sometimes I pursue that, right? And so then we're followed by 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is humility. It's where you're struck in the face that you're on a planet hurtling towards death, and you get an email, you didn't get the funding you wanted, or you get an email that says, no, that this company doesn't want that, and that person doesn't want that, or they're shutting this down, and everything you wanted is not working your way. And if you're like me, and you're still filled with desire, you're like, fuck, you know, and you feel upset, you're hurt. And if you're like me, you fall to the ground on your knees and you pray and you say, I don't fucking know what's going on. I'm nobody. I am nothing. I have no idea. Just help me. Just remind me of what's going on here. Remind me of who I am. Fill me with grace and let me remember. And then boom, 12 o'clock. Enlightenment. And so the wheel just keeps churning and churning. And once my definition of enlightenment changed to that wheel, I felt at ease whenever I was in other epochs. So like if I was doing spreadsheets, I was like, whatever, I'm going to be moving towards having my ass kicked in humility any minute now. Or like when I was like on a stage in front of thousands of people, I was like, I'm a total loser too, because I know 9 o'clock's coming, or I know 3 o'clock's coming. And it all feels much more integrated for me today.
I'm sick of 9 o'clock.
Are you now?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I don't want no more 9 o'clock. I like 12 o'clock. 3 o'clock was all right, as was 6 o'clock. 9 o'clock, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Well, no, I actually love it now because the distance has changed. Like, I used to work so hard. Every time I'd get to 9 o'clock, I was like, something's wrong. I'm not enlightened anymore. Who is this Beate Simkin who's traveled so far and her whole family died and she's overcome heroin addiction and she went from poverty to wealth and wow, what a fucking, like, fuck you, number 9 o'clock, you know? But then it dawned on me that what if 9 o'clock is just my little bzz, my little alarm clock to go humble again? My little, that's right. I'm missing something.
All right. What then? Why don't we stay at 9 o'clock?
I mean, in some way, I kind of do, but it is fun to do all the other parts, isn't it? Isn't it fun to run through the wind remembering who you are and connecting with souls that you really respect and being at a beautiful banquet with candlelight and eating delicious food or making love to your partner? Like, that's important too, like making a baby and seeing her wonderful face. That's also important. I don't need to be at 9 o'clock 24 hours a day to remember that I'm hurtling towards death and that this is all a giant chaotic mess. And also, what if that's the way that I wanted it? You know, like in that movie, The Matrix, I remember there's a part where they said, we designed a perfect world for them, but they hated it. They wanted a fucked up place to live where everything was wrong.
They can't be in charge. They're meant to be in The Matrix doing as they're bloody well told. All right, Beate, should we do some breath work? I have got an area set up over there. Dan, why don't you show our viewers that I've got an area? But you won't be able to see that because you're not watching this on telly, because you are on the telly and that's just how life works. But see, I've got an area there. Beate, do you think I should go over to the area?
I do. I hope that they're filming you and they'll film me. I'll guide this at home.
You will be
seated.
Being filmed like that, how you are, which I like. I like that fireplace. I like that window. I like that TV screen.
This is my house.
It's nice.
Welcome to my home. Thanks.
I like your house. It looks like it's about 3 o'clock there.
It's like 3 o'clock. Listen, at 6 a.m. today, which is basically when we started this whole thing, there was a 2-month-old screaming her head off, a 4-year-old talking about who knows what while she put on her like ribbons in her hair to head out to have some waffles with her dad and a nan. I mean, it was a total chaos. So, you know, that's what I'm creating here is a world that it's always happening. It's always changing.
Yeah, all right.
I stay the same.
You keep going around that clock. Right, I'm going to go over there now then to that area and we will do some breath work together. Now, I'm going to warn you, if you've not done breath work with Biette before or breath work of any type before, don't do it if you're, for example, in command of a fighter jet and you're about to, say, drop bombs above the Black Sea. Or if you're in Vegas operating a drone. If you're involved in any of the machinations of the military industrial... Well, actually, do it, but stop running the machine. Step away from the machine and do it. And if you are working for the mainstream media, you should definitely do it. Whoever you are, if you're a member of our community, if you're someone that's going to come to Community Live in July, you should do it. I'm going to move over there to what I'm calling my special little area.
And give it a go over here.
Right.
Okay.
I'm here, Amazing. Surrounded by wicker and rattan. All right, so, Biette, can you see me?
Yes, I can.
Not in an avatar way. Not in a I see you way, just in a literal way. Can we, do you want me to sit on my knees or on my ass? How?
Please get into Japanese sitting pose, which is where your feet are underneath your butt. So for anyone watching, do what Russell is doing. And yeah, we're going to do 3 rounds of breath back and forth. And we're going to do the first 3 rounds. Now, this guided by Biette breath work is really phenomenal because it's not work. It's not something you actually have to work hard at. It takes 3 minutes, which Russell will happily attest to. He's done it with me millions of times at this point. We've come together to do this. It takes 3 minutes, right? So the goal is you can do this in the middle of your day. You could do it at 3 o'clock. You could do it at 6 o'clock. You definitely should do it at 9 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, you don't even need to do it because... hell, you're at 12 o'clock. So the goal is to just get on your knees, put your hands to the right and left side of your chest, right? Yeah, you can have them a little higher. That's fine. The goal of your hands is so that you don't fall and hit your face if you do pass out or faint or momentarily lose consciousness. And you really want to remember that the way this works is that what you feel, that high you feel, is right after that moment. So we're going to inhale one like this into the mouth, deeply, deeply inhaling like this. And then we're going to exhale. And we're going to do 3 rounds of those. On the fourth one, Russell, you can maybe show everybody. You'll come up as you inhale. Inhale, then you puff your belly out like you're pregnant and look up at the ceiling above you, holding the breath, hold the breath, hold the breath, hold the breath, and your eyes can be open for this. Hit the chest, release the air, and come down, exactly like Russell is doing. Hopefully you're waiting till you get all the instructions at home because you really want to make sure that you are doing this correctly before you start. So 3 rounds, always through the mouth, deeply inhaling, deeply exhaling. On the fourth one, come up on the knees, hold the breath, hit the chest, release the air only once you hit the chest, and come down. Now, what I want to recall is very important is relaxation. You're going to feel at some points that maybe this is like a yoga pose and you want to get vinyasa about it. Don't do that. You really want to relax your body as much as possible. And I'll be here to remind you as we go. Russell, do you feel like that's enough information and that we can move forward into the actual practice?
Yes. I always find it helpful to push my... When I do this with other people, I tell them to push their chin up when they're in the up position of the inhale. I tell them to bring their mindfulness to pushing their belly out when they're at the end of the inhale and to really relax on the exhale. I tell them that focusing to that degree has the added advantage of stopping you thinking about whether or not your parents love you or if you're a good enough parent or whether or not Taiwan are going to be the next target for a proxy war with a neighboring superpower.
Mm. Well, I would love it if you just came on tour with me, like whenever I am, so you could just follow up with those extra details, because it just makes it all the better having you here to help me explain it.
Do it at community. When you do it at community, I will do
that. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, come join us at Community so you can see us guiding this together. All right, everyone. Getting ready, hands up. Setting an intention with the first breath, just that you have a completely open mind to have a new experience with breath work and with this moment. Okay, begin. Inhale one through the mouth. And release. Shh. Inhale two through the mouth, even deeper. And release. Shh. Three, inhale, relax more. And release. Shh. Four, come up on the knees as you inhale. Hold the breath, belly out, chin up, hold the breath, hold the breath. And then hit the chest, come down.
Dan, you should get some shots from round here because it looks really cool. You can see the dog in the background. You can see Biette. Looks like she's got like little robot legs because of the monitor and stuff.
I do have robot legs.
I bet you've got robot legs. You're the sort of person who would have robot legs.
Yeah, I've got robot everything. I just have enlightenment inside.
Come on then. Take a swig from your spiky cup and then do another round of that breath work.
Okay, this next round, let's set an intention. Are you comfortable bringing your hands together in prayer for a moment? And this isn't a denominational prayer. This isn't to any particular God. This is actually just that trinity of connecting to that inner self that knows all and just asking it to help you today. So if you're at home listening, you know, just say, please help me. You could whisper it to yourself or say it internally with the mind's eye. And with that help, bringing the hands out, hands to either side of the body, getting really focused, and let's begin. Inhale one through the mouth. And release. Even deeper, relax more. Release. Three. Release. Deepest breath yet. Inhale four. Come up. Belly out. Chin up. Hold the breath. And hit the chest. Come down. All right. If you're feeling this at home, just remember you are safe. Nothing's happening to you. You're just remembering who you are, not who you're not, but who you are when you're in a state of awakeness. And let's do the final round.
I've got to go back to my little chair.
Okay. Do you want to do that one seated with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, like, I want to... I think it's important to... Well, it might not be important. I'm going to point out that when you do stuff like this, it's, in a way, there's sort of accompaniment to the ongoing critiques that we offer of establishment power have to be accompanied with a personal awakening and personal change. Sometimes when you're talking about the military industrial complex, corrupt media, big pharma, ineptitude in government, it feels unassailably large. But of course, everything takes place within the field of your consciousness. And if you can alter the field of your consciousness, it's possible that you're altering the base fabric of reality, or at least reality as we understand reality. Biette, we'll do the last round over on Locals exclusively for our Locals community. Some of them are joining me now. Look at this. They love it. These guys love it. They love it. They're sending us a lot of love. Sensitive.
Yeah, because you want to remember what the purpose of being on this planet is, right? Like, it's really messed up here. So if you can't remember, you're just going to feel so overwhelmed and afraid.
So we'll wrap up. If you can join us on Locals for one more round. You can find out more about Biette by going to biettesimkin.com. We'll post the link in the chat now. You can see Biette. She's joining me for Community 2023, July the 14th to 17th in Hay-on-Wye, if we live that long. You can get tickets from russellbrand.com. Next week, we're going to be joined by Barry Weiss from the Twitter Files. I wonder what I was nearly saying there, Total Files. And you can sign up to Locals to get like exclusive Q&As, do extra meditations like the one with me and Biette, join me for a guided meditation, and even choose a guided meditation and do one personally with me. Today, I did one with a lady called Noelle, who's facing an important decision and she wanted some guidance, and we did a meditation around that, and I feel like it helped her. At least she said it did. You can check that out as well. Join us next week on Stay Free with Russell Brand, not for more of the same, but for more of the different. If you're joining us on Locals, you can see a little bit more of this content, but if not, stay free until next week. Stay awake, stay connected, stay free. Ta-ta. All right, and Biette, we can do like one more round here in this chair with these people on Locals who are enjoying it. They feel all right. Am strength, have power. Yeah, that's nice. They're going nuts for it. And then the link's there for Community, you lot. All right, let's do one more round then, Biette, dear.
Okay, let's do the regular seated one, like a taxi vibe. Ready, guys? Inhale one and release. Inhale two and release. Inhale three deeper and release. And on the fourth one, hold at the top, belly out, chin up. Hold the breath, belly out, chin up, hold the breath. And hit the chest, release.
Well, I suppose if we are mystics, we have to spend time in mystical states. Altered states.
That it would be painful not to. And I think that's the truth, is that we were mystics when we were on heroin, right? We were like looking for something. We just didn't find it without a price. So what I love about what we're doing today is that we're doing it without the price.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad we're friends. I'm glad your new baby is happy. It's really good to
Thanks.
See you. You look great. I love them brass buttons up your arms.
I'm not going to war. I'm not going to war.
What's the point? What's the point in going to war? Unless it's extremely profitable, in which case, then you might want to give it a go. Nice one, Biette. So you're going to come over, huh?
Very soon. Nice to see you today.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Hey, those of you joining us on Locals, you know, join Biette on her website. See you soon. Stay free.